neck and head in one line. You went to Himalaya. Mm. Was talking to one yogi in the cave. He stays in the cave, gets up 2:30 in the morning to have bath in the river, and he was talking about his sadhana. He was saying that if you are able to sit for 2.5 hours in one posture without any movement, Siddhasana or Padmasana, without any movement, it itself awakens many energies in the body, awakens the chakras. It's this technique, able to sit in one posture, it's the purpose of doing various asanas. So that we don't know how to sit also. Every 2 minutes we want to change our posture, every 2 minutes we want to stretch our leg, it is hurting. It says, try to settle down. Sit, sit. It's a posture, asana. Asana means able to sit in one posture without any disturbance for length of time. We do various postures, sitting posture, standing posture, right bending, left bending, right twisting, left twisting. Ultimate purpose is to sit in one posture without any discomfort for length of time. To be able to sit, we are not settled. To sit also, we are not settled. We are so restless. We keep moving our hands, legs. When we are sitting also, we want to see here, there, what is happening. Our eyes are moving. It says, sit in one posture. Asana, definition of asana is sukha, sthira sukha asanam. Your posture should be firm. And not a sloppy posture, not like this. Firm. And at relaxed, you are relaxed. Sthira sukha asanam. And posture should be comfortable. And when you are practiced, and when you are sitting for meditation, you are established in yourself. You are happy within yourself. And in Mundaka Upanishad also, it talks about samam praptam, Manduka Upanishad, samam praptam na chalayet. When you find a balance, a posture, try not to move. Samam praptam na chalayet. And Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks the same. Kinchidapi na chintayet. Forget about the worry. What happens when I go home? What is the breakfast? What is the lunch? Forget. Forget about that one. You are satisfied. Are you happy now? Are you really happy? Then sit there. Things will be taken care. Unnecessarily you are projecting your mind far away things which may happen, may not happen. Why don't you utilize the time, given time now? This is the time. So this time, utilize this time for higher ideals, higher thinking. It's a Sri Krishna in the meditation chapter, he talks about kinchidapi nachinte. Don't take your mind unnecessarily away. When you are happy in that posture, samam praptam na chalayet. That asana makes you to settle down in your life. When you are able to settle down, we think settling down in the life is getting a job or graduating or getting married or having a children. That means our definition of settling down. In the yoga it says, are you settled within? Are you settled within? Are you comfortable within? Then at that point it says you are settled in your life. Then rest will be taken care. You are in the right track. Now you are settled. The definition of Krishna's definition of settled in life is different, and our definition is different. It says, are you comfortable within? Are you in joy within? Are you in peace within? Then you are settled. Na kinchidapi na chintayet. In that settled when you are settled in that life, now the new ideas, new revelations, new things, fresh ideas starts dawning in your mind. Your Ajna Chakra starts working. Then it gives a focus to your direction, your life. New dimension in your personality starts opening up. New revelation starts happening. And a new path starts opening for you. And it shows that light, that light, Ajna Chakra, is called as Inner Guru. Inner Guru starts opening, working, and starts showing the path for you. Many people, even at the age of 60, 70, they want to know what I have to do in my life. It says the inspiration will come from within. The path opens up. The direction opens up. Somebody starts directing you. Which way to go? The path of inner unfoldment starts happening at that time. Says that sit for meditation. Sit for meditation. Be comfortable. Through asana, make yourself comfortable. Sit for meditation and discover yourself. The path opens for you. And everyone is unique. Everyone is special. No, there is no point in blindly following others. Imitation of others is not the path mentioned in the scriptures. You are unique. You are special. You have special talent. You have unique talent. Why don't you explore that one? Exploit that one. There brings in the immense joy in you. If you start copying others, imitating others, Sri Krishna says it is fraught with fear. That path, you are scared that you may stumble down when I start imitating others. Do not imitate. You are tread your own path. You are a genius. There is a genius within, hidden within you. Explore that one. Don't copy. Don't say that person is very successful in life. I want to follow his path. Do not follow. You are a genius by your own nature. Path will open for you. There is a great potential in you. Explore that one. And through yoga, it is possible. And masters have shown that one. Not only in the current in the generation, in the past also, they have shown that one. We can make it. And not to condemn ourselves, we can make it. Have confidence. Have confidence and trust in the Lord. Surrender and have immense faith in yourself. Believe in yourself. And you can make it. We'll do pranayama, left thumb and index finger together. Bend your